Hey, and welcome to this podcast on corporate mental health, where we aim to inspire you on how we can actually take mental health and well-being to a strategic level of any given organization, with the results of giving people a larger mental resource while they're at work and a better ability to actually relax when they get home from work. My name is Bjørn Jepsen. I'm the CEO and founder of WeFocus, and I truly hope that you will engage and enjoy these podcasts. Today's episode is going to be around what we call ambitious pausing. And ambitious pausing, the name is actually something that comes out of experience, because quite soon in this process of working with corporate mental health and taking mental health to a strategic level, it was quite clear that one of the easiest things were actually to get a group of managers, a group of executives to acknowledge that they wanted to make more pauses throughout the day, understanding the importance of actually a relaxed brain is performing much better than an overloaded brain. But it became rapidly clear to us that the biggest issue were when they needed to execute it. So actually, whenever they walked out of the door from the workshop, they were simply lacking the tool to be able to actually implement this into their everyday life. And I want to share a couple of the excuses that we got with, or a couple of the comments that we got between the workshops in the very beginning of why they weren't successful in implementing these. And in the beginning, we would simply be asking people, so please try to just sit and look out the window for 2 to 3 minutes, just one time every day. And the conclusion that they simply came with, or the feedback that they came with, were that it was weird. And they were also a little bit ashamed of how their colleagues, and especially the people who were referring to them, how they would actually look upon a manager who were sitting there staring out the window. Another guy was like, what about if my customers walk in and see me and I'm sitting here just standing and staring out into the thin air? And I think that that actually tells us quite a lot. It tells us that it needs to be something that they can actually do, but it also needs to be something that can be done in a corporate environment where it doesn't necessarily feel weird to do it, or bring you in a situation that you find a little bit awkward. So it took us a bit of time to actually recognize that we could do this in a different way, and that we could actually structure it so that it becomes something that's very, very concrete to do, and something that's easy to implement, and something that you can do without looking like you're doing something weird. But the name Ambitious Pausing actually came directly from a workshop that I did together with a huge energy company. And one of their key elements in their mission and their vision statements were that they wanted to be looked upon as being very ambitious. And at some point, it became quite clear that he kind of said that we need to communicate to our entire staff that we want you to take a pause because we are ambitious. We don't want you to take a pause because you necessarily need a break, but we actually wanted you to do it because we have huge ambitions for you. We have huge ambitions of what you can actually achieve if you take a break. And I think that that's just such a cool way of looking at it, that we actually transform it and that we look upon it from a different angle. So why is it actually that we wanting you to have a pause, and how can we actually implement that into the everyday life? And how can we communicate that from the executive level and onwards into the rest of the organization? And ambitious pausing is definitely a huge part of that, that we will be able to actually have the ability to give not only the managers, but also the entire organization a toolbox where they can reach in and simply grab for whatever tool that it's needed for them. And I know that I say this over and over again, but it is truly clearly crucial, especially in the world that we're living in right now, that we give people the exact tool that they think will work for them. If we come in with a one size fits all, we're not gonna hit everyone. And whenever we go to the gym, it's always quite clear that some people are lifting weights, other people are on the treadmill, some people are doing CrossFit, yoga, and so on and so forth, because it's their thing, or they're testing it out. And it's exactly the same thing that we need to do for our ability to train our mental performance and our mental well-being. So we need to kind of grow that curiosity of what will actually work for you, because something might work for you this week that maybe it's not going to work for you next week. And then we need to educate you on what it is that you can take in, what is it that you can actually do to increase your ability to relax, but also to stay sharp for a longer period of time throughout the entire day. So that's kind of the reason why it has the name Ambitious Pausing. And so one of the thing to put it into a very concrete context, I was just speaking to an executive in a larger bank here in Denmark this morning. And one of the things that was really stressing out her staff were that whenever they would get an email from a customer at 10 in the evening, they would actually, the same customer would write to them at 8 in the morning saying, "Hey, did you see my email? Do you have time to respond it?" And that's kind of a little bit, that's the service level that we are expecting to receive. But it's also kind of an answer of how much we are constantly trying to get satisfaction all the time. So especially coming from social media or our ability to consume content on Netflix or HBO or whatever it is that you're using, the ability to actually continuously consume and get gratification, this we're taking into the service level that we're looking for in whatever buying process that we're in, whether you're doing banking or online shopping or whatever it is, you're continuously looking for that quick gratification. You need that answer straight away. And that's actually part of the changes that's going on inside our brains whenever we are putting ourselves under too much pressure, whenever we are giving ourselves too many impressions. I think that if you look back and give it a good think, you will be able to recognize situations where a manager have been asking you for a certain answer and you were really stressing to give this answer to your manager. But at some point, whenever you gave this answer to the manager, he didn't or she didn't execute on that answer for several weeks. And that can be extremely frustrating, but it is truly a part of the era that we're in right now, that I want the response right now. I might not need the response, but my brain is telling me I need to have it straight away. Otherwise, it's not going to, I can't simply live without it. And I think that that's one of the key elements of actually implementing more pauses throughout the day, but also being more concrete on how you can set up yourself for success by slowing down. And the slowing down to speed up is just so important that we need to teach people a variety of different ways of actually training themselves and letting their brains be recharged. And the brain in quite low practical, it is such a phenomenal piece of muscle, but we need to be treating it a lot better and we need to be using it a lot more efficient. And that's kind of where we're coming from with the ambitious pausing. And excuse me. So the ambitious pausing can be a variety of different things. It can be everything from breathing exercises to guided meditations, or to what we refer to as the constructive pause, which is a clear output of the stories that I shared with you previous, from giving people something that's extremely concrete that they can do on an everyday basis. I'm going to introduce you to it just shortly, but I want to come across and make it quite clear that regardless of we talking about doing breathing exercises or guided meditations within organizations and within the corporate world, it's extremely important that we actually flip it and come across it in the other direction, so to speak. So we actually need to be telling them about, so what's the science telling us that we can change, and what kind of results can we actually deliver? What kind of output can it be given to your brain if you do a certain type of exercises? Because in my experience, and a lot of the people that I work with in their experience as well, as soon as we go in with the meditation flag or with the breathing flag, well, then people are going to be in a stage of this is weird, or meditation is definitely not for me. But if we flip it around and then tell them more, if we actually go in and tell them what's the result that they can get out of doing a certain type of exercises, then instead of having this push effect where we're trying to impact them certain types of training, we're literally going to experience a pull effect from them. Because if we give them the knowledge in the right order and actually introduce them to that we can make certain changes into our brain, we can make certain changes in the way that we're living our lives and understanding and usage of our current knowledge and experience, well, then we are also going to understand that it's going to be a request from them. So simply introducing them in a certain way and then asking them, okay, so is this interesting for you guys? And they're going to be, yeah, this is really, really interesting. I actually want this. I actually crave this. I would like to have more of this. And then we can start to introduce them to different things. And that's kind of how we always work with it, because we need to, when it needs to work in a corporate setting, we need to regain the respect of actually producing results. And the best way to do that is actually showing them how they can generate a certain type of results. All right. So that led us to kind of coming up. The issue were that people wanted to do pauses. People generally want to do pauses, but they have an extreme hard time of actually implementing this. They have an extreme hard time of making this acceptable into the culture. So what is it that we can actually do on an everyday basis that no one is going to see as you're doing something abnormal, or no one is actually going to pay attention to you taking a pause and actually giving your brain a rest and actually increasing the understanding of what's actually top of mind for you right now? So we designed a constructive pause, and the constructive pause is simply a tool where we teach them to acknowledge that whatever thought is popping up in their head is not important. All they need to do is kind of slow down the pace and acknowledge that thought before they move on to the next one. And there is a specific way of actually doing that that will slow down the brain so that they will get a clear understanding of what is actually beneath the surface. What is it that's lying just beneath here that we kind of need to understand? And in the beginning, because we were actually designing this so that they were able to understand that they could relax their brain doing this particular exercise without actually it looking too weird for the spectators. So that was kind of the ambitions of designing the constructive pause. But what became quite clear were that when we used it right and when we took it into the workshop, and then what I usually do is that I present them with a constructive pause in the beginning of the workshop, and then we teach and we do facilitation and kind of try to do all the different stuff that we're doing in the workshop. And then at some point at the end of the workshop, I ask them to actually do one more constructive pause. And what this is really a huge eye-opener for these people, because they quickly realize that just by being in the same room with the exact same people and getting to know the constructive pause, first of all, and then do it secondly, the thoughts that are popping into their mind are completely different. Because when we do it in the beginning, something has always happened. These are executive people. These are busy people. So whenever they go into a session like this, they always have a lot of stuff going on. And when they do it the second time, what they usually experience is that now it's about So what's actually going on tomorrow, or what's going on the day after, or how are we actually doing on the strategy? Are we actually in the right place? Instead of it being all the small stuff, like where did I park my car? Did I buy dog food? Did I send the email to Susanna? So kind of it's really shifting in that way of how we can use the understanding of a relaxed brain will actually be able to be much more strategic and be much more looking into the long perspective. And I think that that's actually a truly, truly great gift to give to executives like this, because it's such a strong eye-opener for them that they will literally experience that, hey, that's going on something here where it can be concretely demonstrated to them that if I do this activity once or twice a day, it will literally change the perspective that I have on things. Also identifying, so what is it actually that's showing up? What is it that's beneath the surface that I can start executing on? Or what stuff is it? Because if it's continuously the same stuff that's surfacing again and again, well, then you need to take action on it. And that's kind of how we're actually educating them in regaining the respect for their own mental mind. And this is how we create the results of giving them a larger mental resource while they're at work, but also an enhanced ability to actually use the knowledge and experience that they already have. And this is what we use the constructive pause for. And the great thing about it is that besides from it working both on an individual and on a team on an everyday basis, is that you can both do it in a mobile application, or you can literally do it with a piece of paper and a pen, and then you will actually get there quite easily. And that's the great and the beauty part about it. So we can actually offer this to people and they can do it without having to go aside or to set them into a specific setting. They can just sit down and do it straight away. Some organizations actually use it before each meeting and before ending each meeting. And in that way, there is both a start and an ending to a meeting. And that really encourages them to actually regain this respect for their ability to execute on their knowledge and experience. All right. So this was kind of the stuff that I wanted to talk to you about in this episode on ambitious pausing. We're going to dive much more into specific details on all the various things that there are to actually nerd out. And I'm looking to actually increase the awareness of this podcast by inviting people who are experts on these different topics. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I truly hope that you got some sort of inspiration out of listening to this episode. If you want to join our community, you're more than welcome to join our group on Facebook. All you have to do is search for Corporate Mental Health, and then you can be part of this community where we're trying to build the strongest possible product for organizations where we can work with mental health and well-being. As you know, my name is Bjorn Jepsen. I come from WeFocus. You're more than welcome to reach out to me. Just drop me an email, give me a call, and we can have a chat. I always love to engage with like-minded people. All right, speak soon. Have a great day.